From Tidbits on July 11th, 2011, this is CFP 2011, Shine On, You Crazy Senator, written by Jeff Porton. The Thursday presentations at the Computers, Freedom, and Privacy 2011 conference were anchored by a keynote speech by Senator Pat Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont. This is the second time I've heard Leahy speak in 3 weeks, the first time being at a fancy lunch sponsored by netcaucus.org. Leahy, by many accounts, is a smart cookie and a strong advocate for privacy rights. He received a glowing affirmation on stage from Mark Rotenberg, Executive Director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center. I've known Mark for nearly 20 years and consider him to be an extremely effective organizer and thoughtful commentator on privacy and internet issues. So when Mark says something good about someone, I'm inclined to think pretty highly of that person. And this is why both of Leahy's speeches were so darn disappointing. Yes, he finally included a few tidbits of useful information, which I'll get to shortly, but nearly all of it was political pablum. The issues raised at CFP are extremely important. We're all to be commended for our interest and our work, where he needs to get our help to get his legislation passed. Yeah. In Washington, this isn't just preaching to the choir. This is saying, gosh darn it, your robes are immaculate and you all sound terrific. CFP is open attendance, and this is one of the few places where you can find an audience where not everyone is singing from the same hymnal. There are debates about the nature of privacy, the tension between commercial profit-making activities and the public good, and incursions against human rights by those who say it's all for the defense of the nation. Speakers and attendees are on both sides of each of these issues. What we share in common, by and large, is a deep understanding of the technical and social forces at work and a commitment to our particular sides of the fence. So why did Leahy stand up and give such a weak presentation? It would have been appropriate on C-SPAN or Rachel Maddow, where he's not expressing an expert community. But here I don't want to hear that we're important and he needs our help. I want to hear his expert insights on the legislative process, the reason why past efforts have failed, and specific methods by which people can get involved on one side or the other of an issue. If he needs our help, I want to hear how. It's a missed opportunity, but it's also more than that. There was no expectation from the audience that a sitting senator would address us about his work and expertise, even though that's the model used by literally every other speaker at this conference. We would be surprised to be included in the debate at this level, at his level. He won't say anything that could be turned into a soundbite that could be used against him. The U.S. Senate, everyone seemed to be agreed, is a giant black box. Money and votes poured in, a secret alchemical process takes place, known only to lobbyists carrying a six-figure paychecks, and the result is U.S. law. On the same day that a strong progressive voice resigned because he sent inadvisable pictures of himself on Twitter, this is a further demonstration that we're not really engaging in self-government so much as performance art. All of that said, Leahy spoke of his efforts to pass an update to the Electronic Communications and Privacy Act, which was last passed in 1986. Times have changed. Key points in the new ECPA include the need to get search warrants before government agencies can access sensitive computer data, such as location tracking or cloud storage. Such information is currently unprotected and can be handed over based on the decisions of the host companies. He's also working on setting a federal standard for notifications in the event of a security breach at a private company, so people who have had their data stolen will be told about it. Again, this is currently done on an ad hoc basis by the companies in question. This is the fourth time Leahy has introduced the latter legislation, and he said he hopes that the fourth time is the charm. It seems to me that he spent more time discussing the meat and potatoes of his two bills, the obstacles he's facing, and the specific initiatives he'd like to see from people in the audience, and more importantly, the much larger group of you reading what was said here, than perhaps he wouldn't have had to rely on hope. It should be his job to give us the specifics so that I can relay them to you, and so you can go on to promote the legislation you agree with or oppose the laws you think are dangerous. But that's all in the black box, and perhaps I'm asking too much of the man. He's just a senator, and you and I are merely citizens. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, Econ Technologies, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks to Jeff Porton for all of his reports from Computers, Freedom, and Privacy 2011.